Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we have a very, very special treat. We're going to be learning about Chanukah. And it's not just any limud about Chanukah. It's a limud from the Sefer Meimaro of the great Goyin and Tzaddik, HaRav Yaakov Moshe Charlap, who was a Rav here in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh in the previous century, and a close Talmud of Rav Tzvi Michal Shapira, was a great Mekubal. And of course, as is more well known, Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, and this is from his Sefer Meimarum Chelek Tezayin, and this is Maimer Hey on Chanukah. He's a lot of Mamarim, and they're always very deep and profound and inspiring and enlightening and uplifting and all the good things I can say about it. And this year should be a schus for a Refuah Shleima, for Toi B'Yehudis Bas Tamagasya, and for Aaron Yoshua Ben Chaya Shishana, and for Eliezer, or for Eliezer Ben Leah, and for Avram Yishayo Ben Aviva, and for Miriam Rivka Bas Adina Leah, and also a Zivuk Hagon for Rachel Baskeula and Eliyahu Yaniv Ben Rachel and Bracha Batzlacha to all the aforementioned names. It says in Shir HaShirim, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, Mayafis Umana Amt Ahava B'Ta'anugim, how beautiful and how pleasant you are, a love with delights. And that is one type of Ava. There's something called Ava B'Tanugim. There's another type of Ava called Cholas Ava, when one is lovesick. So it's also nice to be Cholas Ava. But the higher level is Ava B'Tanugim. That's the Ava of delights. It says in Maseches Sofim, Perek Chof, Halacha Hey, Mitz Mezuzah B'Yamin, V'Ner Chanukah B'Smol, the Mezuzah goes on the right side, and their Chanukah goes on the left side of your doorpost, l'kayim ha'shenemar, to fulfill what it says in the pasuk, mayafis umana amt, mayafis b'mezuzah, umana amt, ner Chanukah. So the beauty is the mezuzah, and the pleasantness is the ner Chanukah. And that brings to Ava b'tanugim, this great pleasure, this love of delights. So what's the love of delights of Chanukah? Says Rav Charlap that everything in this world has a seder. Everything has a gvul. Everything has a geder. There is a there are limits. There are boundaries. There are borders. And when you go out of the borders, then there are kulkulim, because everything is good in its place. As it says about Yaakov Avinu, Vayivka ba makom. He had the hisalus, he elevated himself when he was in the right place, and then he saw the eternal vision of the ladder standing on the ground, and rosho magia hashamayma, and its head reaches the heavens, and the malachei elokim are olim v'yardim bo, and the angels of God are going up and down, and God is standing above him. So, that is all because he was in the right place. Everything depends on the place. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called Mekomo Shalolam Velo Shalolam Mekomo. So God Himself is the place. So just like God is the place of the world, we have to find our place within the world. And the first chait really came from being Poreitz Geder, as it says in Vayikra Rabba, Parsha Chavav, Os Beis in the Medrash, that the Nachash said that Paratzti Gidro Shalolam, I breached the fences of the world. And that's the makor of all sin, that a person doesn't realize the gdarim. A person can't control himself. The umas ha'olam have to know their place. And their place is, and it's a big schus, to listen to the Jewish people, as it says in Yeshayahu and Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis and Gimel, V'holchu amim rabim, V'omru, L'chu v'na'alel har Hashem el beis Elokei Yaakov v'yorenu midrachav v'nelcha me'orchosav. That at the end of days, many nations are going to say, let us go up to the mountain of God, to the house of the God of Yaakov, and he will teach us from his ways, and we will go in his path. Or paths. And if they don't want to follow Klal Yisrael, if they don't allow us to be a light unto them, to follow our lead, living lives of godliness and of Kedusha and Tara, so then it's not going to be a good thing. That's going to cause many kulkulim in the world. And everybody has to know their place. And in that schus, we can all ultimately serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not to be poreitz geder, not to be somebody you're not. A goy shouldn't try to be a Jew, and a Jew chas v'shalom shouldn't try to be a goy. We know that there's a neshama, and the neshama is bigger than the goof. And we know that there's Klal Yisrael, Rav Chalap, Rav Chalap's mamarim are saturated with Avos Yisrael, Avos Eretz Yisrael, Avos Klal Yisrael. Yisrael hem b'p'chinas ha-neshama shel kol ha'olam. The Jewish people are the perspective of a neshama of the world. And even though we might look alike, we might have our the same elbows and the same knees, and we might have forehead above our eyes and not beneath our eyes, but we have to know that the Jewish people are a completely different nation. Ki chelek Hashem amo Yaakov chevel nachalasoi. We are the portion of God. And just like the neshama is a chelek aloikai mimal, it's a part of God. So to Klal Yisrael, about whom it says, "Hein am levadad yishkanu vagoyim lo yischashav." We're not min haminyan. We are alone amongst the nations. We are the neshama, according to Rav Chalap, according to Rav Chalap, according to the Torah, according to the Kuzari. Kuzari says, "Relayt ha'umos." Rav Chalap says that we're neshama of the umos. Same idea. The neshama of the world is Klal Yisrael, and the Yevanim. Now we get to the Yevanim, we get to Chanukah, they understood this. And they wanted to negate from us this Madrega and make us on the level of the other nations. Chachma b'goyim tamin. Torah b'goyim al tamin. Their Chachma, as long as it's Chachma, they didn't mind if Torah was just another Chachma. But that we say that Torah is above Chachma. That's what the Yevanim didn't like. That's what they said. Kisvu lechem al keren asher ein lechem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. They didn't say there's no God. They said to ride on the horn of an ox that you don't have a portion in the God of Israel. There is a God. You're not part of him. He's not part of you. V'kasher nochu chuladas ki chashivusam shel Yisrael u'mitzad sheni dvarim mitzad netiyosam hativis la'lokus. And when they saw that the chashivus of the Jewish people is because they are drawn, they have a natural inclination to godliness, and because they're davik b'sayrasoi, so they thought, the Yevanim, that they can also do it. They can also copy Torah Hashem, and they can be on the madrega of the Jewish people. So they involved themselves in wisdom, in philosophia, in Greek wisdom, a great level of wisdom, and they copied down the Torah Shebichsav, and they put it into Greek. And they said, hey, look, we got it too. Like it says in Tehillim Perek Pei Beis Pasuk Hei. They were walking in darkness, they didn't see. Because we're not about, Jewish people aren't a nation of philosophers. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, Atem Goyim, Atem Am Shel Philosophim. No. What makes the Jewish people special, what makes the Jewish people holy is Emunah, their Dveikus in the two Torahs, their Dveikus in Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Like it says in the Gemara in Gittin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a covenant with the Jewish people on Torah Shebaal Peh. But since they wanted to inherit the Maila of the Jewish people, the Prinas Shifcha Tirash Gevirta, like it says in Mishlei Perek Lamed Pasuk Chav Gimel, they wanted to inherit the Maila of the Jewish people, like a maidservant, the Maila of her mistress. They broke through the fences. Partsu Choymois Migdalai. And they went into the Heichal, and they tried to be metame kemat all the. They tried to be metame all the shemanim, and they were successful in being metame almost all of the shemanim. And the symbolism there is that the chachma yevanis, the shemen is the wisdom, and they were metame. With their chachma yevanis, they were metame chachmas ruach hakodesh shel Yisrael, Like Rav Kook writes so beautiful, the Timu kol ha-shmanim shebeheichol ne'inaya, they were metamei all the shmanim. They even got into the heichol. Rav Kook said it's okay that we study secular wisdoms, but we should never let the secular spirit enter into our lives, into our batei medrash, into our homes. Just the externalities. But no, they were nichnas laheichol. And they were metame our very wisdom. The way we look at wisdom, yeah, I have a math final, I have a Gemara final, and I have an American history final. It's all in the same madrega. That was the tumah, they were metame our shmanim. And many people went after their philosophy. How philosophia, our rather cursed philosophy. It would seem that Rav Chalap has a much more negative attitude towards the secular studies than Rav Kook did. That's my own personal impression. But in order to clarify this, we would have to interview both Rav Kook and Rav Chalap, and that I'm unable to do. But here he says, it's not only that the spirit of the Yevanim entered into our Batei Medrash, but Bechlal, the Jewish people, were going after their cursed philosophy of philosophia arura, what the Gra calls, it's the Lashon of the Gra. And it was an Esara Liyakov that was never before in history. And almost the Shifcha, the maidservant, almost inherited, almost supplanted her mistress. And they try to make us forget Torah Shebaal Peh, Lashkicham Torah Secha. And they try to be Mevatel, the Takanas of Chazal. Chazal say that Besula Nisis Liom Haravi, and they said, no, whenever you get married on Wednesday, first you have to go to the Tafsir, you have to go to the Goyisha ruler and have beer with him. And this Gzeir was from the Yevanim. Look at how they try to be Metameyas. Until the Beis Chashmonoi, the Hasmoneans, they searched and they found one pach of shemen that was Munach B'chosama Shel Kohen Gadol, meaning that no Goy had touched it. It had been untouched. And they lit. Even though there was only one day, they lit for 8 days. Meaning that we have a completely different portion. The Jewish people are above nature. Shmoneh, Shemen, above nature. Sheven, Sheva, seven, Saveya, nature, 7 days in the week. 7 years in the Shemitah cycle, seven Shemitah cycles in a Shemitah, in a Yovel. And the Jewish people are above nature. And that's because there was no Maga Nachri. There was no contact between the Nachri and the Shemen. And that symbolizes that there was one part that they couldn't touch. And the Torah Shebaal Peh remained the Mistorin, like the Medrash calls it, the mystery, the special connection that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Goyim don't have. The Goyim have Chochma Chitzonis, studying nature, the Asara Ma'amaros, what Rav Rutner calls Chukei Hechreach, what has to be nature, the externalities of the world. And we study Torah Pnimis, Torah Hashem, Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Pnimis of the world, why things are the way they are. A wisdom that changes the person, that makes it more godly. And why was the Neis Dafka with Shemen? Because we know that Shemen doesn't mix with other liquids, with water. Try to mix Shemen and water, it doesn't mix well. So too the Jewish people don't mix with the nations, and we have to be Nivdale Mehem Mikol V'chol. That's Chanukah. Uba'ofen dekol davar afilu ideal nizgav kol shekamo yachol etztayr gam etzel shar amim enenu mimakor Yisrael. Ki idealim amyuchadim liYisrael einam ela elu amakbilim liumat hayichud alyom baruch hu v'hitachzut avato yitbarach. Ay, ay, ay. If you see ideals amongst the Gentiles, he said, forget about it. Only go for the Jewish ideals. And what's the Jewish ideals? Being dovik b'Hashem, lihitachez b'ahavat Hashem. And that's what it means when Chazal tell us, mezuzah b'yamin, the mezuzah is on the right side, and the Ner Chanukah is on the left side. Ma'alato shel Ner Chanukah hi shelimda da'at ki lo yitachein shum davar li Yisrael mi biladeh mezuzah b'yamin uvechol ma shekatuv ba. That the light of Ner Chanukah shows that we're different. That's the Shemen, that's the Neis. That there was no Maga Nachri that they didn't touch. And therefore, what do we have? That's in the small is Ner Chanukah. What we do have is the mezuzah on the right. The small teaches us that we're separate from them. And the mezuzah on the right teaches us what we are going after. Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, as it says in the mezuzah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha. And that's what the Rambam means when he says in the last halacha in the Sefer Yad HaChazaka in Hilchos Malachim, Uva Oisay Azman Lo Yesham Lo Ra'av V'Lo Milchama V'Lo Kina V'Tacharut. At the end of days, there's going to be no hunger, and there's going to be no war, and there's going to be no jealousy, and there's going to be no competition. There's going to be so much good, and all the delicacies mitzuyim kafar are going to be as ubiquitous as dust. All the world is going to be interested in his knowledge of Hashem. And therefore the Jewish people are going to be very wise, and they're going to know the hidden things. And they're going to understand Das Hashem as much as a human being can understand. And here the Rambam quotes the famous Pasuk in Yishayahu, Perakir Aleph, Pasuk Tes, the earth is going to be filled with knowledge of God like water covers the sea. Hakavanaki calls man sheu mota olam dimu sheyesh asakim acharim beolam zulat ha'isak ladat et Hashem. As long as the goyim think that there's anything in the world besides das Hashem, v'gam natnu kadima ve'erech dafka lasakim acharim. And they said, not only are there other important things in life, but they're more important than Torah. Bilbilu gam mochot Yisrael lihitpatot acharei asakim acharim. They were mevalvel amoichos. They completely confused and discombobulated the minds of the Jewish people as well to be seduced after other interests. Veheru Yisrael amnam eschavitzusam behem. Venigra maideze kinegadoyla aleinu. And you said, what are you talking about? All we care about is Avas Hashem, Achdus Hashem, Dveikus Bashem. That's what we're all about. All the other stuff is so chitzonis. What do we need it for? We can use it, we can use it. There's a scientific discovery, we can use it to make our lives easier. Electricity, if not for electricity, we wouldn't be learning right now. So I would light a candle, but it's nighttime, so that we use. But that's not our asek in this world, that's not our focus. The focus is Das Hashem. And that's what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. The whole world is going to be asek in Das Hashem. But the Rambam says, Dafke Yisrael, Yuchachamim Gedolim. The Jews are going to be great, very wise people, and they're going to be able to fulfill their potential, their latent potential that in this world we're not able to fulfill because we're involved in this worldly matters. So we see from Rav Chalap here, he's not this is not the modern Orthodox manifesto over here, you know, and Torah and Mada and taking in what the good of the Gentiles. Rav Chalap seems very strident in his view that we're here for Das Hashem, not for anything else. Obviously, there are other streams in traditional Judaism, but Rav Chalap, Berov Kedushaso v'Taharaso, he felt very, very strongly that we're here for Hashem. We're here for Dveikus Bashem, and he was a person. You see a picture of him. He wasn't in this world. Rav Chalap. He was a Malach Hashem Tzvakos. So the guy, and they try to get us involved in other ideals. And they got mad at us. They said, "What are you just? You're just involved. You're learning Torah. What are you wasting your time all the time learning Torah? Learn other stuff also. It's just as good. Torah is also nice. It's interesting. It's intellectual. But you got to do other things too. And Torah doesn't make you holier. Ein lechem chelek be'elokei Yisrael. Forget about all this godly. What are you so religious for? That's Yavan, sweetest friends." And the Chashmonaim, they wouldn't give in. And they fought that war, and they won. They won, that's why we're here today, as Jews. U'kishem shoz Yad Hashem ha'isal beis Chashmonaim ma'atim gavru al arabim. And just like then, the Yad Hashem was on the house of the Chashmonaim, and the few vanquished the many. V'bnei shi'adam ha'ita achuza b'mezuzah b'minam. Because they were holding the mezuzah with the right hand. And what was their degel? What was their flag? Mi chamocha ba'ilim Hashem. Who is like you and amongst all the gods, Hashem? Umipnei ze zachu limtzoa tapacha genu zachatun b'chotam yado shel kohen gadol. And that's why they were able to find what was sealed with the seal of the kohen gadol, sealed within a seal. Hamugan b'pnimiyuso mikol maganochri. That is guarded in its pnimiyus from any contact with the Gentiles. V'shemiyuchad hu liYisrael am kedosho, that is special for the Jewish people, God's holy nation. Kein b'chol shana v'shana be'giya yomim elu. So to every year when these days come, we have to be oichez b'mezuzas Hashem. What side is the mezuzah on? The right side. Yemin Hashem reimema. And we have to be mafnim. We have to internalize the message of the mezuzah. What's the message of the mezuzah? V'yoavtos Hashem Elokecha. The Rambam says when you walk into a room, you should touch the mezuzah and think about Avas Hashem, Yichud Hashem. There's nothing else but God. That's what the mezuzah tells us. Ahava shehim elamala mikol chakira ve'hekeshim enoshihim. A love that's above all investigation and human logic. Al yidei zeh zochem gam l'ner chanukah b'smol. If we chap the mezuzah b'yamin, if we chap avas Hashem, above any chakira, then you're zochem to ner chanukah b'smol. Then we can find in our pure hearts that nekuda that wasn't contaminated, that wasn't sullied by the Givanim. V'giluya shalot nekuda na'alemetz, in the revelation of that hidden point, that hidden spark of Yiddishkeit, l'amrol shehi me'uta neged kol hazrumim hashonim, even though it is only a minority amongst all the different streams, tenatzech yal korcham hakol, in the end it's going to win. That little spark of Am Yisrael is in the end going to be victorious. It's going to vanquish everything and all of those inclinations that follow those who lead us astray. And Chanukah is not like the rest of the year, that even though the rest of the year sometimes that nekuda pnimis is revealed, but it also is hidden again. And it looks bad as if it was earlier. A person comes to Israel and he gets so much ruchnia, so much kedusha. But then he ends up, unfortunately afterwards, being just like he was before. And that's the Rav Chalapir's merames to the paros in the dream of Paro. That they swallow the other paros and they remain skinny. That happens, unfortunately. We have his sarus, and then we lose it. But hina yidin hayomim ha'elu ha'mekudashim ha'imenu nefloim shegilu yot ha'nekuda b'yamim el ha'nesheresi b'kviyus ha'olam. And these days are so wonderful because that nekuda remains pure forever, and that's what it means. L'shan abo'a kavum v'asu oisim l'mei ha'levoido, like the Gemara says. They made the holiday next year. Why next year? Why not that year? Because they saw that it remained with them forever. How careful we have to be not to waste this holy holiday, not to waste our time with shtusim and with nonsense. We have to add holiness unto holiness. To grab with chains of love, with the right of the strength of God, mezuzah b'imin. And then if we're zeicha to mezuzah b'imin, we have complete love of Hashem, which is ava b'tanugim. Ava b'tanugim, a love of delight, a love that has no sadness afterwards. We're not going to be sad that the mezuzah b'imin and ner chanukah b'smol disappeared, because they're going to remain with us forever. And that's what Chazal mean when they say, Mayafisu mana amtava b'tanugim. Mayafis is mezuzah. How beautiful is the mezuzah? Umana amt, and how pleasant. That's ner Chanukah, b'smol. And that brings us to ava b'tanugim, this love of delights, this complete pleasure with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Charlap in this maimer has he'il b'zavit chadasha, brought a new light to various statements of Chazal. Number one, now we understand what it means, mezuzah, what's the kesher between mezuzah and ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is the separating from the umos. And that's why the neis dafka is with shemen, because shemen doesn't mix with water. So too, we don't mix with the umos. And that's the ner Chanukah b'smol. And we lit the ner Chanukah with what? With that pachachat shel shemen that wasn't touched by the goyim. Because being touched by the goyim If they touch our spirit, it contaminates our spirit. Our spirit has to be pure. Our spirit has to be only for God, not for sports, not for degrees, but for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pnimius of every yid. And that's Ner Chanukah B'Smol. They didn't touch it. You stay away. And then, what do we have? That's the Sur Meira, I would say. And then the Mezuzah B'Yamin, that's the Avas Hashem. We're Davik B'Avas Hashem. And that's going to bring us to Ava B'Tanugim. And we also learn the importance of knowing your place. And everybody, they have to know their place. And we have to know our place. And we have to know that we're the Nesham of the world, and we're here to bring them the Ruchnias. We're not here to be like them, they're here to be more like us. They shouldn't shine for us, we should shine for them. So yes, Omer Yesh Chachma B'Goyim Tamin. There is Chachma. But that's not the concern of the Jewish people. That's why there's Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, Sheva's nature. Sheva Mitzvahs. Seven represents nature because their mitzvahs are supposed to keep the nature of the world running. The world should be orderly. But we the Jewish people, we go above nature, that's eight. That's why the Torah was given at the beginning of the eighth week. Eight is above nature. Shemen Shmone, Kisvu Lachem al Keren Ashor and Lachem Chelek Beloke Yisrael. You have no portion of the God of Israel, meaning why we believe in the God of Israel. You just have no portion. And they copied the Torah down, and they said, hey, Torah is like any other wisdom. And that's why we have Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh is our special covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Mistor, and that's the mystery with God, that we have with God that nobody else has. And in fact, in history, we don't have Goyisha Gemara scholars. We have Gentile scholars of Tanakh, but not of Gemara. That remained our special kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we look forward to the time when the whole world will only be Oseik in Das Hashem. That's our goal. And in order to achieve that, we have to live our lives like that now. That our lives should be completely focused on Das Hashem and Kiddush and Tyre and whatever we're doing. And we should be zochem Hashem this Chanukah to the kiyum of the pasuk, ma yofis umanoamt ahava batanugim. How beautiful and how pleasant is a love with delights, the Ner Chanukah and the mezuzah. Sweetest friends, alichtikin Chanukah to one and to all. Shalom, shalom.